Lockdown Wedding, a play written by Christine Mulrooney, performed by members of Trinity Players and produced by Phil Johnson.
Not too close, not too close. We're preserving the social distancing. Don't want to get into trouble.
There's no need to be so fierce, Graham. I'm sure we've all got used to social distancing by now. Now, everybody, oh, it's lovely to see you all. Thank you so much for coming. I'm sorry we can't go in just now, but you know how it is. We've got to wait till the last lot are out. Shouldn't be more than 5 minutes, though. Anyway, I'm sure you all know who I am, but just in case, I'm Jean, Claire's mum, and this is Claire's dad. Graham, give us a wave, Graham. Oh, well. Oh, and this is Sue and Steve, Simon's mum and dad. And of course, you all know Simon, my lovely son-in-law-to-be. And over there, in the fuchsia, that's Simon's gran, Edith. Oh, isn't she lovely? Let's give her a little clap, shall we? Now, these lovely girls here, they're the bridesmaids. That's Daisy, and Cherry's over there by Alfie, their chap. So, Alfie and Cherry, give us a little wave. Oh, lovely. And the lovely young man holding the lovely baby is Harry, Simon's best man. Harry's married to Daisy. Oh, so perhaps Daisy, Harry and baby could all wave there. Now, next to Alfie, oh, I think this is your department, Sue.
Oh, right, you are, Jean. Well, that's right, next to Alfie are John and Maisie. So they're Simon's cousins. Oh, thank you so much for coming. They've come all the way from Littlehampton, you know. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, my goodness.
Do those children belong to anyone?
Oh, yes, sorry. I nearly forgot to tell you about the most important guests of all. Yes, these lovely little girls were chosen by Deepole from our Claire's school to come to the wedding. Oh, one of them's a boy. Well, I am sorry. I do know what it's like with hairdressers these days. That's why I look such a mess. Oh, he likes it like that, does he? Oh, well, each to his own. Did I miss anyone out, Sue?
I don't think so. Oh, it's such a pity, only being able to have 15 still. I mustn't grumble, must we?
Oh, it's so lovely to see you, Sue and Steve. Lovely day for it, isn't it? Considering it's November.
It's such a pity we couldn't have had it in June. But there you go. When you've got a pandemic, you've got a pandemic. Oh, Daisy, you do look perished.
Oh, but still absolutely beautiful. Oh, that orange really works for it, doesn't it? I wasn't sure at first, but it's our Claire's favourite colour. Satsuma, of course, she always says. I say orange, but then I'm just an old fogey.
Tangerine.
What, Graham?
It's tangerine.
Oh, well, that makes no sense. I can't remember the last time I had a tangerine.
Love the mask, Harry. Brilliant idea, that sewn-up mouth. Where did you get it?
Off the internet, I'll bet. What do you reckon, Steve?
Oh, you can get out off the internet these days.
And groom's granny. Oh, you do look lovely, Edith. That basque really suits you. There's not many could carry off a basque, but you've nailed it there, Edith.
That's what I said. She's not bad for 92, is she? You notice she's dyed her hair to match, Jean.
I did see that, Sue. Did you do it yourself, Edith? Did she do it herself, Sue?
Of course I did it me bloody self. Not much choice, is there? This is bloody lockdown.
Mother, behave.
Don't tell me to behave, Steve. You're not too big to go over me knee, me lad. Tell you what, this bloody weather. I got this when I thought it were going to be June. Not getting anything else. This cost me a fortune.
But you've got a cordy with you, haven't you, Edith? You can cover up if it gets too chilly.
You can forget that, Sue. I've not spent all that to cover it up. I'm only wearing masks because it came with it. What time's eat?
I told you, Mother, we're not allowed to have anything to eat.
You did not tell me that, Steve. You mean I'm out here catching me death and no hot ash to look forward to?
It's the COVID, Edith. Oh, we're really sorry.
Oh, that's the baby.
Well, it's a baby.
Daisy and Harry's. Yes, Sue. Well, it must be. I haven't seen him before. He came at the beginning of lockdown, and they're calling him Damocles.
It's Damocles.
What?
Damocles. It's pronounced Damocles.
Oh, really? Oh, well. Well, learn to live with it, I suppose. Oh, he's adorable.
Oh, no, Sue. Oh, I shall be glad when I can have a cuddle.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Who did that?
It's all right, Graham. It was Cherry sneezing. She hasn't got anything. It's a mask tickling her.
Thanks, Alfie. Wish her better.
Bit of them feathers. Damn stupid place to put feathers.
Now, Steve, I think it's really tasteful. I don't know how you managed to get them all in the same shade of tangerine, Jean. All those bridesmaids.
Clementine, Sue.
Oh, but I thought you said tangerine.
It is tangerine. Oh, good, good at last. Here comes the town clerk bloke. Perhaps we can get started.
Oh, Claire's not here yet.
Oh, don't say that, Jean. You'll upset our Simon. It's all right, Simon. She'll be here. She won't let you down. You know you aren't supposed to see her before the wedding anyway. Oh, just a minute. Here she is. Simon, don't look. Pull your mask up over your eyes. Well, if it doesn't stretch, take your glasses off then. You know you can't see a thing without your glasses.
Wedding of Sheridan.
Yes.
You've got too many guests.
What do you mean? They said 15.
There's been some new legislation. This is a mining town. We're only allowed 10.
What? What?
It's not my rules. You're just going to have to lose some of your folks.
I'll stay away. I don't mind not going. We're in two minds any road. Supposed to be sheltering. I only came to show my legs off.
Look, if my mother can't go, I'm not going. She's right put herself out for this.
No, Steve. Please, you can't stay away.
Kerry says she'll stay away. She says people have been looking at her funny ever since she had that sneeze.
No, Alfie, stop her. Cherry, you're the bridesmaid. You and Daisy are Claire's best friends.
Look, Graham, if me, John and Maisie stay away, that'd do it, wouldn't it?
Good of you, Alfie.
So what's happening now, Steve? Am I in or am I out? I don't mind either way.
Well, I do, Mother. If you're out, I'm out. Don't even have a job, Father of the Groom.
Steve, I can't do this without you. You know how much I've dreaded this day.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, Jean, but it's been really hard. I'm losing my little boy. I mean, she's lovely, your Claire, but, I shall just miss our Simon so much. It's my world.
Oh, Claire, don't upset yourself. You know she didn't mean it. There.
Well, thank you very much, wife. I'm definitely not going in now.
Oh, Steve! I didn't mean that you aren't.
Get that all sorted then. How many's left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You've still got too many.
Hey, what's going on?
Why are they doing this?
You can't be doing that. He's counted the baby.
This is ridiculous. It's just rules for rules.
I can't believe I spent that much on this afternoon. I'm not even going in.
I want to be here.
Rules for rules' sake.
But you've counted the children. Surely you don't count the children.
Why not?
You counted the baby.
I don't think the baby's going to enjoy it much.
It's Harry and Daisy's baby. If the baby can't come, one of those will have to stay back.
All the better.
That's the best man and the chief bridesmaid.
So?
I've paid for this wedding, and I'm damned if I'm going to have some jumped-up little Jobsworth ruin it for me. That baby's coming in, if I have to shove him up my jacket.
Wow.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sandra. For those of you who haven't met me before, I'm the celebrant. Claire and Simon, welcome to the happiest day of your lives.